This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I'm so connected to my phone that the moment I get into bed, my phone's like, yo, let's look up some stuff. What's the weather like in Detroit? An hour later, I want to go to sleep. My phone's like, not yet, girl, not yet. You remember Debbie? No, I don't. Eighth grade, you wore Pele shoes. She called you poor. Where the hell is Debbie now? You can't go to bed until you know you're doing better than Debbie. I found her on LinkedIn. I got a profile on LinkedIn. She's not getting promoted under my watch.
Thursday, September 11th. 2025, it is the wake-up call. 106.5, The End. I am Gavin. That is Katie. That is Kevin. You are you. And here we are. And we are one. And we will love. Mm-hmm. And you will do what you do today. And we will do what we do today. And we will all come together in a communion. Here, have some punch.
Okay.
Sorry, yesterday was a day.
Yeah.
It was just a day.
Yeah.
A big, big, long, stupid day. But anyway, though, here we are, and we're here to laugh, and we're here to have a good time. And how is everybody doing?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah? Kevin, what'd you do yesterday?
When we leave
work, we don't hear from Kevin.
Yeah. Not a lot. I'd like to hear from him more.
Well, I'm just a text away.
No, you're not.
Oh, what?
Because we send you many texts.
Have you? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, I was decomposing yesterday.
You were decomposing? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry to hear that.
No, like decomposing, like the stress and stuff.
I think you mean decompressing.
Yes.
Decomposing means you're like rotting. But I mean, technically you're right. I mean, we're all kind of rotting. But I mean, okay. Well, he's the one who said he was decomposing yesterday.
Wow. That's true.
Okay. So you went to the river?
Mm-hmm.
That's Kevin's sad spot.
Yes.
Let me ask you.
I'm not going to tell you where it's at.
No, we know. I'm not gonna
ask. Okay.
Do you think the river's working?
What do you mean by that?
Well, don't get mad at her.
It just seems like you are chronically saying that you're depressed and sad and stressed out. So I'm wondering, and we've been going to the river for years.
Yes.
So I am wondering if, do we need to find a different approach? And maybe that approach is medication.
No.
Why?
Nature's the best drug, okay?
How about, what if we do both?
Nature and medicine?
Yeah.
I'm more holistic.
Okay, so back to my original question. Do we think the river's working?
I think so.
Okay. But maybe it just has a short shelf life, and so it
There's so much problems that one river time's not enough.
I see. Okay.
So you just need to double dose.
Double dose is too much.
I get it. Sometimes I need to take two pills for my back. I get it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So today is September 11th, and on this day 24 years ago, wow, is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Holy cow. It was one of the worst days in America, and we all say we will never forget, and Katie is included in that, even though she never forgets anything, and this especially, she doesn't forget. And Kevin and I are just finding this out.
Yeah.
What is it that's happening?
I have become a little hyperfixated on the 9/11 attacks. In that, like, I have started following so many accounts that it's pretty much the only thing in my Facebook feed.
What?
And I have become, I mean, I have a really vast knowledge of a lot of very specific things that you probably didn't even know about that day.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Sure.
But are these true things or are these like it was an inside
job? Oh, no. I say far away from that.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right. These are about like, I really find it important to anytime they showcase a victim and then they'll do
like their story,
they'll talk about who they were. Did they have a family? What did they do? Like quotes from the people that knew them. And I'm like, I feel very dedicated to read about each one that comes up.
Okay.
Like, I feel like it's important.
So this is not like an occasional rabbit hole.
No.
This is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
How long has this been a lifestyle?
Several months.
Katie. I know. Of all the things.
I know. And I don't know why.
And this didn't just happen just because today's September 11th?
No. It's like it came up on my Facebook feed one time. And then I made sure I never got away from it.
So do you... Okay. Do you watch a lot of documentaries about it?
I did find out about a new documentary that I need to start watching.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have watched, but not enough.
And then you just watch a lot of TikToks?
I mostly keep it on Facebook. TikTok's where I have fun.
And are those... And this is not fun.
No. There's nothing fun about it. Mm-mm. But I mean...
So why do you do it?
I think a morbid curiosity. It's two things. It's one part, I almost feel that I have an obligation to learn about the people involved and their stories.
Yes.
As just like a tribute.
Okay.
Like, if they could lose their lives in this way, the least I could do is take a minute to learn about the person that they were.
I mean, that's beautiful.
And the other is, I think, morbid curiosity.
Wow.
And there's so much we didn't know.
What?
I kind of want to know.
You do want to know?
Yeah, okay. I want to know. Share
like,
some.
There were 20 people that were pulled from the rubble alive. Some after days. And, like, two of them came down with the towers. And they just happened to have been in, like, these structural bubbles that allowed them to not die and to have oxygen to stay alive. The majority were like on the ground when the towers came down, but two of them came down with the towers.
That's crazy.
What?
There were only like tower one, which was the second one to have been hit, the impact happened way lower down. So more people above that were trapped, and only like 34 people above the impact site got out alive.
Somebody texted in and unsolicited and said, Katie, I do and feel the same thing.
I don't know what it is.
This is an obsession. With 9/11.
Yeah, and I do feel bad that I haven't like dedicated myself enough to the Pentagon yet.
Oh.
Or Pennsylvania.
Oh my God.
So I do need to get there.
Yeah.
So there's places to go. I'm hyper fixated on New York City.
Okay. You know what?
What?
I'm gonna say this isn't as creepy as it sounds.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a relief. Because I had been hiding it from you guys.
I don't know if you have to hide it anymore.
Okay.
Because you know what my dad's obsessed with?
The Civil War.
And World War II.
Okay.
Can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
And he, just like him, he and I will be having a phone conversation. The man lives in Pennsylvania. And I'll be talking to him and be like, yeah, did you see Penn State? They look pretty good. Yeah. You know what I just watched the other day? It was a documentary about the 23rd Infantry from Pennsylvania. And you know what? Those guys, they had bed bugs and rot in their encampment. And he'll go on and on and on about this little teeny
and
tiny story.
That's fine.
Right. And never once. Do I think it's funny? I do think it's a little funny. But I think that's because nobody's ever said never forget the Civil War.
Right.
But here we are on September 11th, and I will never forget September 11th.
And maybe we should have done hashtag never forget the Civil War back then.
Yeah. Like, we probably just should have had more hashtags.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Which, by the way, hashtag sounds like something freeze-dried that they put in a commissary for every soldier's backpack. Just dip it in boiling water, son, and it'll be all right. You'll eat the hash right out of the tag.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Interesting study that we found. The survey, 40% of adults avoid hosting a party in their home because of one very specific reason. Actually, can you guys guess what it is?
The cost?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Too many people at the house?
Also a good guess.
All the preparation you have to do?
Oh, yeah, the work.
It's the after work. It's because of the cleaning up of the mess. Cleaning up of the mess. Over 40% of people say that they will not have a party in their house because they just don't want to do any cleanup.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, it's interesting because I think I'm turning into that. Like, I find myself when we host a party, kind of like when it's done, and I've been told that it's rude and I shouldn't do this. But while people are still there, I go to the kitchen and start cleaning everything up.
My boyfriend does the same thing.
That's not rude.
It's not rude because
it kind of signals them, okay, it's time to wrap it up.
That's exactly why I was told it was rude.
Oh.
My brother's like, what are you doing? Are you trying to kick us out? And I was like,
if you think that, yeah.
I guess.
Kevin, do you do this?
Clean at parties? Yeah.
No. Not have parties. Because I think this is one of the reasons. Katie and I have known Kevin for, I don't know, how many years now? Over a decade.
12.
Yeah. And we've never been to his house.
Never been invited.
He's never hosted a party.
I've hosted several parties.
That's worse, Kevin.
Not for us.
That's so much worse.
Would you want to come to one of my parties?
Yes.
In the worst
way.
At
this point, yeah. Because it's like, what are we missing?
Oh, I know. Katie and I would go like how we go or not go unofficially to abandoned buildings.
Right. We definitely don't do that.
Hey, Katie, look what I found.
Yeah. So are you somebody that, okay, so there's, if your friend is having a party.
Right.
And they want to clean up.
All my friends at parties, we all clean up.
You do?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what, but our drunk trait is that we like to clean up.
You're kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. Like, every time the party's about to end, before everyone leaves, we're like, do you need help cleaning up? Or it's already, trash is taken out, all the bottles are sorted out and stuff. It's great.
That has never happened at one of my
parties. Especially the dishwashers. That's because you don't
let people. Hold on. You don't let people.
What? We don't let people.
No.
They want to.
No, I know, but does the host say no?
Yeah, we do.
Literally never has had, that has never happened.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's a white thing.
Like a white person thing?
Yeah.
To do what?
To not clean.
No.
Just come to the party, and then, oh, thanks for the party, bye.
No, okay.
Asians, we like to stick around and like, you know.
Okay.
Are you sure? Do you want me to do the dishes?
See, but I feel like every time I do that, the host says, Gavin included, says, No, I got it.
Okay, they could say that. I'm still doing it.
We're getting a ton of text messages into 909-1065. My friends and I help clean up before we leave. Yeah, we always offer to do the cleaning. Okay, what race are you?
Somebody
texted in. My ethnic friends will always help. Okay,
see?
But what ethnicity? Is Kevin on to something? Or
I am on to something.
White people selfish?
I don't feel like I'm selfish. I feel like if the host and the person that owns the home says, I got it. So like my mother, for example, has a very specific way of how she has to pick up. Okay. And she gets angry if people ignore her and start helping her, because she goes, you guys don't do it the right way.
It's because she's white.
What?
Look at these text messages.
What are they saying?
They're saying a ton of people confirming Kevin's right. It's an Asian thing. Also,
Mexicans do the same thing.
Mexican people do the same thing.
Oh my God.
The next time I have a party,
period,
and my family or friends don't lift a finger to clean, I'm going to walk in there and be like,
I am getting pissed.
And be like,
don't get pissed, bitch.
You people are so white.
Right.
Okay, then from now on, I don't want to hear when I start picking up at somebody's house, a white person's house. I don't want to hear, no, I got it. Unless that's just like a fake thing and you don't mean it.
Kevin says it's a fake thing.
Definitely.
Because the Asians do it too, but they just insist. They bulldoze right through it. Wow, my family's racist.
No, I don't.
They're so white, it's ridiculous. I'm ashamed of them. They're lazy and white.
What if the host just starts accepting? What if we stop doing this fake dance and the host...
Or ignore the host and say, it's fine, I'm cleaning.
Why would I ignore the person who owns this home?
They're too busy hosting. They won't even notice if you clean. They'll end of the party, they're like, oh, someone cleaned. Wow.
So funny. We got to wrap this up. But one person texted in and be like, Gavin asked, are white people lazy? Y'all are cute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake-up call.
So if you have been married and you have a sibling, we want to hear from you. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You can call or text us. We'd rather you call because we probably have some follow-up questions. And the reason we're getting into this is because a celebrity doesn't know if he's going to make the cut for his brother's wedding. He doesn't know if he's going to be best man. And that celebrity is none other than Jason Kelce, brother of Mr. Taylor Swift.
Did we just hear a best man speech?
Well, we just heard a speech.
I'm going to fire up something a lot better. We're going to do a lot more planning.
Yeah.
I got to be good at this. Well, first of all, hopefully I'm the best man. We'll see. Trav has a lot of friends. I'm just hoping to get the opportunity.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we'll be there.
And listen, the fact that he doesn't even know if he's going to be the best man is shocking to a lot of people. Like Kevin. Kevin and I were talking about this, and he was like, wait a second, isn't like the brother like always the best man? I'm like, no.
Was your brother?
My brother was not my best man.
Interesting. And you and your brother are very close.
Very close.
This isn't the same, but it is an interesting situation where when my brother Brad, who I'm very close with, and I'm close with my sister-in-law, got married, Brad made our little brother Jeff his best man.
Okay.
But his wife did not put me in on her side in the bridal party.
How did that feel?
I believe anything you want to do at your wedding is your business.
Okay.
But I mean,
what if it's not invite you?
That's also your business.
Okay.
It hurt my feelings a little bit, but it's not about me, so it's like fine.
Were you in the wedding party at all?
No.
Oh.
I'm not saying like made me maid of honor. I wasn't in the wedding party at all. But I mean, it is their day. So it's like my feelings are nothing.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, good. So what do you want to say? We're talking about how Jason Kelce doesn't know if he's going to be Travis Kelce's best man at his wedding to Taylor Swift, which, like I said, just because you're a sibling is not a foregone conclusion that you will be, which might be shocking to some people like Kevin. We'll get into that in a second. But Taylor, what is it that happened at your wedding?
So I have three brothers.
Ooh.
And I had a best friend in my wedding as well. They're all standing next to me. But my oldest brother was my best man, so I had to kind of pick and choose. But we're the closest in age. He was my best friend. And so it's kind of an easy decision. It's like I got the double whammy, best bud and brother, same guy.
How did your other brothers feel?
Yeah,
how
they
did they get it?
Definitely. My other brother, you know, doesn't even live in the same state. We're close, but you know, it's
not the same.
And then my little brother, he's like 10 years younger than me, and it was important for all of them to be up there with me, but it was kind of a no contest with picking my one brother as my best man.
Now, are your other brothers married?
Now they are.
Were you best man in any of their weddings?
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
but, you know, what are you gonna do?
Whoa. Hold on. This is getting juicy. So your older brother, your bro / BFF, didn't make you his best man?
No, so that one's not married. That guy's still
okay.
Single.
Okay, then okay. We're good. Then
all
we're
right.
good.
Okay. But he will, right?
If he gets married.
Hey, that's the assumption, or he has something coming.
Right. All yeah. Right. Okay. Just making sure.
Do you think that there's any sort of that you want to pick your best man or maid of honor based on who would give the best speech? Or who would be best at the job?
No, I don't think that just because you're in somebody's wedding, it means you have to give a speech.
I
think that the people in your wedding should be the people that are closest to you, whether they are good at speeches or not.
I thought that it was a default.
Right. This blew Kevin's mind.
Yeah, now, because when my brother is the first to get married in our family.
Okay.
And he chose me as the best man, and I thought that was just the default of...
So are you going to make him your best man?
No.
What? Wait, what? You just said it's a default.
Surprise, we're not that close.
Does he know that?
He knows that.
So then why did he make you his best man?
I think it's because he had no friends. But that's just me.
Okay, I need everybody to know that you and your brother are actually
opposite.
Very close.
No, we're opposite.
Do you talk every single day?
We talk sometimes.
You talk every
single day? But I only talk to him because he has my nephew.
That's not...
If he didn't have my nephew, I wouldn't talk to him.
You guys play Lorcana together.
We don't.
You guys help each other out financially, mostly.
He helps me.
Okay, right. I was being polite.
Okay.
You guys do. You brought them to Disneyland. You are close.
I just feel like I'm just close to family. But like, if it's my wedding and I need a best friend or I'm best man, definitely it's my best friend that knows me inside and out.
Inside and out.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
The Emmy Awards are coming up very soon, and if you don't know what the Emmy Awards are by now, the Emmy Awards are the award ceremony given out for television shows. Television shows. They're going to be on the 14th, hosted by Nate Bargatze, the stand-up comedian. I got a funny fact coming up about him, but are you smarter than Katie? And... I found something out about the Emmy Awards that I think is awesome.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of shows nominated for the Emmy Awards, all different categories, which, by the way, no reality show category. Just found that out.
Really?
As a reality show fan, there's reality competition, but no reality show.
Like, I wonder if that's because... It's technically not supposed to be planned.
I don't know. But I mean, there's still like...
That's crazy.
Directing though. And editing and narrative.
Producing,
and
producing, of course.
Yeah. But I found out that out of all of the shows that are nominated, there is one show that is the most watched.
Okay.
And I feel very vindicated by this because it is...
I like that the music didn't start at
that. Yes!
He was a little behind the time, just like Survivor is.
I love it that Survivor is the most watched show of all the Emmy, and not just like the most watched by like a little bit. It's the most watched by a ton.
Do we think that is because there are old people that can't figure out how to use streaming services?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But I also think that it's because it has taken on a whole new life in like the last couple years.
Has it?
Where it's won a whole new audience of Gen Z. Where like they've just discovered Survivor. Survivor came out in 1999.
I know.
And I watched that first season and I watched it with my friends. We would get together and we would, you know, drink and we'd watch it because at the time, nobody had ever seen anything like Survivor. And There have been lots of reality competition shows that have tried to duplicate it. You can't duplicate it.
To me, Survivor reminds me of when I lived in my first apartment. I was given my Grandma Betty's old TV, and I didn't have cable.
Right.
And there were only a couple things that I could watch on Grandma Betty's TV, and Survivor was one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there were only a couple channels.
Well, now it's streaming on Paramount Plus, and I couldn't recommend watching it more. It's still so good. It pulls in 462 million viewing hours.
How is it not the same thing over and over and over?
They change it. They change the rules. It's still the basic idea where, like, it's three tribes living on an island, and they have to do competitions, and if you don't get the immunity idol, you have to vote each other out. That is still the, like, thing. And then once you get to the final 10, then you get on the jury. So it's not like you can just be an a-hole and just like run roughshod. People have tried that to make it to the finals, but that's not going to get you the $1 million because the people you vote out eventually end up on the jury.
Right.
And they remember. It's a brilliant plan, but they've changed it. They've added stuff. They've got hidden immunity idols. They've got all kinds of
stuff now. Okay.
So there's different ways. They've changed it up just enough to keep it interesting.
Because I used to love Big Brother. Like, love, love, love. And this is like, I don't think I watched season one, but like season two through five.
Yeah.
I was, even back then, paying to be able to get on the internet, Beyonce's internet, and watch them 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
But then after like season five or six, it was like, okay, well, I know how this goes. Like, I know it's new people, but like,
you, I know that you and the guy we used to do the show with were obsessed with Big Brother, and I tried watching it. It doesn't even hold a candle to Survivor. Survivor is just so much more intricate, and there's more strategy, and like, it's, I don't know. I just want to give you, for comparison, okay? 462 million viewing hours. That's the most, that's Survivor. That's the most watched of all the Emmy shows. The second one on there is White Lotus with 210.
And what was
462. Wow. It has over double the viewing hours of number two.
Kevin, have you ever seen Survivor?
Never, but this makes me want to watch
it. Kevin, let's have a viewing party.
Is it like a long series though?
Yeah. Oh no, you're going to love it. You're going to get so into it.
You're not. Here's why I know Kevin's not going to be into it. Because as many people as are watching Survivor, you're not seeing Survivor memes.
Mm-mm.
You're not. I mean, people aren't talking about whoever is on Survivor like they were talking about Hoda.
Right. And, on Love Island.
And Nick and Alondra.
Listen, I got to be honest. That's your algorithm, because Hoda didn't show up in my feed at all. So, like,
But she is in the zeitgeist. She is in pop culture.
Sure.
Name a person from the last season of Survivor.
In pop culture.
That's in pop culture.
Well, I can't.
Right.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you this, though. Survivor has done, and they've been given awards for this, by the way, by GLAAD and others. They have done more to advance, like, having good discussions, putting the discussions of LGBT rights and the people that tell those stories in primetime television than any other show. Like, it's
than any other show.
They've been given awards for it. Okay. There was a guy on Survivor named Zeke who is a transgender person.
Oh,
and this was years ago.
I've seen Zeke. I've seen that video.
You know what I will say?
Okay.
And Zeke got outed. And I do remember that.
And nobody even knew that he was born a woman until he was outed.
Yeah.
And they did such a good job on that show of not putting anything in it until that episode. And then there was such an emotional episode at Tribal Council.
Wow.
But see, that was years ago.
It was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that. I mean, people are texting in, huge, huge Survivor fans, so excited. Joe and Ava have been huge since Survivor. So, listen, you know what they always say. 462 million people can't be wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And the jackpot is $40 on the game. Are You Smarter Than Katie? Woo! Yeah. $40. It's not huge.
Hey, but
we're building. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Like I said, we're building the jackpot. It's only $40. But listen, we're playing for funsies for the most part. And Katie has left the studio. You ready to play?
I am.
Here we go. Question one. NASA held a press conference yesterday where it was confirmed that they may have found evidence of life on Mars. Yeah, ancient microbial remains in soil are being tested right now. That is crazy. Is Mars further or closer to the sun than us?
Further.
Alrighty. Question two, Selena Gomez was being interviewed about her upcoming wedding and was asked who is going to be in it. Now, she didn't reveal too much, but she did say that the ring bearer will be her Only Murders in the Building co-host, Martin Short. That's adorable. Who is she marrying?
Oh.
3 seconds. Three.
He's got
two.
Two.
One. Moving on. Question three. Bad Bunny announced that he's going on a new tour, but it's going to be hard to go see him. And not because he's one of the biggest stars in the world. He says he's not making any stops in America because he's afraid ICE will post up outside his shows and harass his fans. What does ICE stand for?
Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Okay. Question four. Amanda Seyfried is in a new movie coming out, and she said that she had to make sacrifices to play the role. When asked what those sacrifices are, her answer was Botox, for one, and the internet had a field day mocking that. What type of toxin is Botox?
Oh, that's a hard one. A neurotoxin?
Specifically, what type? 3 seconds. 3, 2.
Botulism.
All right. Question 5. Nate Bargatze is hosting the Emmy Awards this weekend, and he wants to keep it on time. He said he's going to make a donation of $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, and for every second an acceptance speech goes over, he's going to take $1,000 away from the donation. If the acceptance speeches run 43 seconds over, how much will be donated?
From $100,000?
Yeah.
And he said 43 seconds?
Yep.
57,000.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in. And Jordan, what do we do for a living?
I am a recruiter for the Judicial Council of California.
Recruiter for the Judicial Council?
Yes.
I'm judicious.
Yeah, do you want Katie?
We'll see if she's smarter than me.
See, she knows the words. I'll allow it.
Thank you.
All right, well, maybe we don't know how it works. All right, here we go, Katie.
Speak for yourself.
Question 1, you ready?
Yeah.
NASA held a huge press conference yesterday and confirmed that they may have found life on Mars.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy, indeed. Ancient microbial remains in soil are being tested right now. I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but that could be like Mars's fossils.
Oh.
Like how we find dinosaur bones.
Okay.
Is Mars further or closer to the sun than us?
Further?
Okay. Even though she had a question mark, I will accept it. Yeah. Question 2. Selena Gomez has her upcoming wedding, and she was being asked about who's going to be in it. And she didn't say too much, but she did say that the ring bearer is going to be Martin Short.
Stop it! That's so darling.
Adorable, adorable. I'll bet Steve Martin will be in there somewhere
as
well.
Of course, of course.
Who is she marrying?
Benny Blanco.
Benny Blanco!
God, if those two, especially him, don't have just the best view on what it means to be a partner.
Do you think he'll brush his hair before the wedding?
I don't even care.
All right.
Yeah.
Question 3. Bad Bunny announced that he's going on tour, one of the biggest stars in the world, and it's not going to make any stops in America. And Bad Bunny said the reason why is because he thinks ICE will post up outside his shows and harass his fans.
Wow.
That's a lot of revenue we're missing out on. What does ICE stand for?
ICE, so immigration, customs, ICE, enforcement.
Wow, okay. Yes. The fact that you both got that is impressive. Question 4, Amanda Seyfried she's got a new movie coming up, a big girl, serious movie, okay?
Okay.
And she said, I had to make a lot of sacrifices to play this role. And then when she was asked what those sacrifices were, her number one answer was Botox. So the internet was having a field day with that.
Oh, she had to not get her Botox. Yeah,
for a whole year. For a whole
year. For a year?
Oh, I know. I know.
What do you don't shut up? How's your bald spot? Feeling great about it?
No.
No. Uh-huh. Right. Now imagine.
I'll
tell you my point.
I don't treat it.
Exactly.
I'm letting nature
imagine
take its toll.
Did.
Okay.
And you were used to it not being there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you had to go back to it being there. And you have, and then it's like, okay, we'll be fine with it.
You're right. That is a sacrifice. What type of toxin is Botox?
Botulism?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. Question 5. Nate Bargatze, your boyfriend,
he's pretty cute,
hosting the Emmy Awards this weekend. Will him hosting it make you want to watch it more or no? You're still not going to watch it.
The Emmys are the only...
Oh, you like the Emmy Awards.
The Emmys are the only award show I do like.
Because you watch those.
Now, I probably won't watch it, but I will watch the clips of it and enjoy it. I care about the Emmys.
This is pretty funny. He said that he wants the show to stay on time. So in order to do that, he's going to make a donation of $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And for every second that an acceptance speech goes over, he's taking $1,000 away.
Every second?
Yep. You want to run over? You're taking money from charity.
Wow.
Yeah. If all the acceptance speeches run 43 seconds over, like in total, okay?
Uh-huh.
How much will be donated?
Well, how many acceptance speeches are there?
No, don't forget, like, when you add up how much over all of the acceptance speeches ran,
yeah,
the total was 43 seconds.
Oh,
so
okay.
So how much will be donated?
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Okay, hold on. I got it.
She's got it, Kevin.
She's got it. The Nate Bargatze guy, he's not cute.
He is cute.
Don't start. You're distracting her.
Hey, focus.
You're distracting
her. $57,000.
$57,000 is right. Kevin just accused you of liking another derpy guy.
Hey!
He's derpy.
He's not derpy.
He is with those eyes, girl.
He does have some dumb eyes.
He's got... Yeah. His eyes are derpy. Yeah. I will say that.
You
got
to see him talk. I think that's a big part of it.
There's something adorable about him. Maybe it's not physical.
He's very funny.
Yeah. He's very funny.
One of the funniest comedians out there.
Dry and sarcastic.
All right, Jordan, here we go. Final score. Jordan got 4, but Katie got all 5.
Oh, my God.
What?
Unbelievable. That is crazy. Listen, we said we're in our building era, and we are. We had $20 at the jackpot tomorrow. Jordan, what is it you want to tell us?
I am humbled to say that I am not smarter than Katie.
No,
sustained.
Not today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
So, there was a nurse in Kentucky that came to the rescue of someone who is more than tipsy, and they were in desperate need of help. They were actually on the verge of death. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And thank God this nurse was there to save them. The reason why this story is adorable is because it was a raccoon. And I want everybody to know, there is never a raccoon story that gets past the Wake Up Call.
Never. And you know what? Thank you guys.
Yep.
Because you guys are boots on the ground, bees on the G for us.
Right.
You're sending us stuff. You're sending us videos. You're keeping us informed.
Not only was it a raccoon, they were baby raccoons.
Really? I didn't realize they were babies.
They were trapped in a dumpster that was containing water and moonshine-soaked peaches. It's Kentucky. from a nearby distillery, and one of the pups, God, I love that they're called pups.
I know.
Was unresponsive as the nurse performed CPR to revive it. We have audio of the incident.
Combs grabbed a shovel and scooped out the first raccoon, reuniting it with its mom.
Aww.
But the second one was in deep moonshine. Without hesitation, she grabbed him by the tail and laid him down.
Everybody that was around was like, it's dead. I mean, it's just not going to make it. And it was not breathing, and it had drowned, and it was full of water. Like, you could feel the water in it. So, I mean, immediately I just started doing CPR on it.
Suddenly, a sign of life.
Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. The entire time I was doing it, I was sort of afraid that it would come to and eat me up. And, you know, raccoons carry rabies.
Whoa,
so I was afraid of that.
That's right.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
We're not going to sit here and let you say such racist things.
Okay. that is first of all, bless her. Okay.
Yes.
I appreciate that she didn't just go, you know what? Pour one out for my homie. He's poor moonshine.
Seems inappropriate.
Right. we lost him.
Yeah.
Okay. And for those that are unaware, CPS doesn't require mouth to mouth anymore.
CPR.
What did I say?
CPS.
Oh, sorry.
Call CPS on that raccoon bomb.
CPR does not require mouth-to-mouth anymore, so she was just doing chest compressions.
And probably just with her two little fingers.
Yeah. Like, boop, boop, boop. This is a baby. We cannot sit here and allow this raccoon slander, because it is a common misconception that raccoons carry rabies. If you see a raccoon in the daytime and it is not like domesticated, there is a chance it could have rabies because they tend to be nocturnal. But 20% of wild raccoons are actually immune to rabies.
Wow.
So let's knock it off.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How about that? All right. Well, here's the good news. The raccoon lived.
Yep.
And they named it Otis Campbell. I like that they gave the raccoon a last name. I don't know why we don't do that more.
That's such a good point.
Why not?
Okay, so, man, she didn't even keep it. What a waste.
Well, the mom was there. Keep all three.
That's what I'm saying. Come on. Oh, my God. You get to raise it together.
What? How many animals have you saved? How many wild animals have you rescued? Not including, like, cats and dogs.
Two.
And were they both birds?
One was a bird and one was a chick.
Okay, okay. And you didn't keep it either, obviously.
No, I sent the chick to what is called the Chicken Taj Mahal, but she sadly passed away because she had sepsis.
Maybe she passed away because she missed you.
Oh, separation anxiety.
Oh my God, I killed her. Oh, my God, I killed her.
Somebody texted in. Man, we have so many racists that listen to this show.
Whoa.
Somebody said, F that raccoon. One bit my leg on the 4th of July. So many rabies shots.
Okay.
Oh, how dare you?
First of all, how did you get so lucky that a raccoon was that close to you?
Right.
I need more detail. And I'm sorry to say it, what were you doing to that raccoon?
Right.
Because guess what's never happened to me? A raccoon just walk up and bit me.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we don't like the victim blame, which actually we do it quite a bit on this
quite
show.
Quite a lot.
But that's on you.
Yeah. Did it like want to climb in your lap and you said no? Because if that's the case, I'll bite you too.
Yeah, that's on you. Maybe that's how raccoons celebrate the birth of this nation. Did you think about that?
Yeah.
Ow. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.